والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned the mu'mineen, he mentioned the believers, and he said some words which are so beautiful, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah said the believers, they are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else, more than anyone else. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that the essence of ubudiyyah, the essence of being a slave of Allah, the purpose of our creation is to experience this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to live a life of great pleasure. Allah created us to live a life of such pleasure that it is impossible to actually describe this pleasure to somebody else. A life of such amazing peace and harmony and tranquility that it's impossible to put this into words. And what is that pleasure? That pleasure is to become lost in the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. That pleasure is to become completely immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is the essence of ibadah. This is the essence of ubudiyyah. This is the essence of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It's not a transactional thing. It's not something that is done. It is definitely ibadah. It's something that is a reward. But this is even beyond that. This is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are all kinds of reasons to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy on a daily basis. Once you understand all of those reasons and you start loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the only reason to love Allah is because Allah is Allah. I really don't know how to describe this, but wallahi, I mean, it is something that is so beautiful and that is so amazing that this is what the Anbiya taught, and this is what the people who were the seekers of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what they spend their whole lives doing. It which is to experience the in the heart the love of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Now how is this love of Allah jalla jalaluhu expressed? It is expressed through ibadah. It is expressed through the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One must not confuse this by thinking that when you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are beyond salah and you are beyond. No, that is shaitan. That is shaitan. When you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take pleasure in salah. And this is where we come to the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which reaffirms this understanding that this is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand in salah all night, and his blessed feet would swell with standing that long. And when Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha said to him, she said, Ya Rasulullah, why do you put yourself to so much of pain when Allah has forgiven you for everything? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, should I not be Abdan Shakura? Should I not be a slave who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, to bring this into our hearts, this is the purpose of our lives. To love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, as it is his right to be loved. To bring this into our hearts. And the way to do that is to experience and consciously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to express the shukr in terms of our actions by being completely and totally obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because how can you disobey and how can you displease somebody who you say that you are grateful to? So grateful to him for all that he has given, then how can you disobey him? So the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforces our love and our statement that we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. I was reading some poetry, Urdu poetry the other day, and I want to share that with you. Very, very beautiful in terms of the expression of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by a simple man. I mean, we're not talking about great ulama or something. This is a simple man who loves Allah jalla jalalu. Now this is poetry and it's Urdu, so I suggest you go sit with somebody who knows Urdu and get them to translate that for you, because poetry when translated loses its fragrance and loses its charm. So I'm not going to translate. This is a good opportunity for you to learn Urdu as well, so inshallah. So let me just recall that and recite this for you, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause this to ignite his love in our hearts, inshallah.
Ek charwaha kisi jungle mein tha,
एक चरवाहा किसी जंगल में था, या महे कामिल किसी बादल में था। याद याद मौला में हमेशा मस्त था, याद मौला में हमेशा मस्त था। आसमां उसकी जमीन पर पस्त था। याद करते करते थक जाता था जब, याद करते करते थक जाता था जब, चीख उठता दर्द से बासरताब। तू मेरी कुटिया में क्यों आता नहीं, क्या मेरा जंगल तुझे भाता नहीं। आ उतर अर्श से घर में मेरे, आ उतर अर्श से घर में मेरे, पाँव धो धो कर पीऊँगा मैं तेरे, रात दिन झूला झूलाऊँगा तेरा, रात दिन झूला झूलाऊँगा तेरा, सुबह उठ कर मुँह धुलाऊँगा तेरा, भीख दर दर मांग कर मैं लाऊँगा, पहले तुझको खिला कर मैं खाऊँगा। कर रहा था वो यूँ ही शोरो फुगा, कर रहा था वो यूँ ही शोरो फुगा, हजरते मूसा भी आ निकले वहाँ, डांट कर बोले अरे बकता है क्या, डांट कर बोले अरे बकता है क्या, नूरे मुतलक को मुकैद कर दिया। किस कदर कम बख्त तू नादान है, किस कदर कम बख्त तू नादान है, क्या खुदा तेरी तरह इंसान है। कर चुके मूसा जब उसको दिल हजी, कर चुके मूसा जब उसको दिल हजी, हजरते हक से वही आई वही, क्या किया मूसा ये तूने क्या किया, कर दिया बंदे को मौला से जुदा। तुझको भेजा जोड़ने के वास्ते, तू नहीं था तोड़ने के वास्ते, दिल जलों का तौर ही कुछ और है, होशियारों का तरीका और है, होशियारों का तरीका और है, दिल जलों के तौर ही कुछ और है।
This is what the poet mentioned, and he talked about how this somewhere in some forest, grazing his sheep and reflecting on the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his own understanding, however he understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is his conversation with his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. He does not understand the rules of Tawheed, he does not understand the usul of ilm, he does not understand these things, he just understands that he loves his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And he understands that he can talk to his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu any way he likes, any way he likes. And it's a conversation between him and his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, try to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Build a connection with him, Jalla Jalaluhu. And this is the secret of tawakkul. Tawakkul comes only and only when there's something happens to the heart, when we mention and hear the zikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in so many words. Where he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah said in Surah Al-Anfal, the meaning of which is, verily the mu'mineen, verily and truly the mu'mineen, the believers are those who, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah is mentioned before them, something happens to their hearts. Their hearts shiver with the awe and majesty and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's disapproval. They are people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are anxious that their Rabb must always be pleased with them. And when their Rabb, the zikr of their Rabb comes, it affects the heart. It affects the heart and the heart shivers. And the heart, wajilat qulubuhum, their hearts shiver with the fear and the awe and the majesty and the glory and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited before you, before them, their iman increases. Their iman increases. Allah has given us the way of measuring the condition of our hearts. Very, very simple. Recite the Quran and look into your heart and see what is happening to your heart. Let us recite the Quran. Let us listen to the Quran and then see what is happening inside our heart. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. These are the people who have tawakkul on their Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that because of these two things, because of the condition of the heart, and due to the condition of the heart, there is an increase of iman. And because of these two things, the third thing happens, which is tawakkul on Allah. This complete and total faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Complete and total reliance on no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is the essence and this is the hallmark of the believer. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His love, to open our hearts to His noor, to fill our hearts with His noor. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His love, to His hub, to His muhabba, so that we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity, that we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere repentance, tawbatun nasuha, and that we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere repentance and we change our lives and bring them in obedience to Him jalla jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, nothing but nothing but nothing but nothing but nothing matters except the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It is not popularity, it is not this dunya, it is not the name and fame, it is not Facebook likes, it is not YouTube hits, it is not all your friends. Nothing, absolutely nothing matters except the will and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The one who sacrifices that for the love of this dunya, for the pleasure of people, for the so-called name and fame of this world, there are no words to describe the insanity and stupidity of such a person. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to include us among such people and to give us the faham, give us the understanding of what this beautiful deen is, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself to us. Jalla jalaluhu, amma nawaluhu. Where He introduced Himself to us. And then He told us that this is who I am and this is who you worship. Subhanallah, think about that. Think about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that, introducing Himself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is the one we worship. Inshallah, more about this tomorrow, if bismillahi ta'ala. For today, let us just think and reflect on who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. I sincerely advise you and I advise myself, let us shut down everything. Go and sit quietly in a corner somewhere, maybe out in the best is to go out in the open somewhere, sit where there is no disturbance, look at nature, look at the world. And if you don't have that available to you, go and sit in your house in a room somewhere quietly without any disturbance, no phones, no nothing, and reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu's mercy and rahmah on you and me, and ignite and try to ignite this love in the heart. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Him to open our hearts to His noor and to his love, so that our hearts are filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.